What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful. And you guys have been hearing me talk for probably months at this point about looking forward to Squared Circle Expo in Indianapolis, one of my favorite cities to travel to, actually. We got it next weekend. It is March 29th and 30th at the Wyndham Indianapolis West. And we got the man behind it here. We got Ed. How you doing, man?
Hey, brother. I'm doing real good. How about you?
I'm doing great. I love that you guys do this. I love that it's a drive for me. It's just a few hours from Lexington. This will be my, I believe, second or third time coming to Squared Circle Expo. And I'm pumped for it. But, man, this has got to be a big undertaking for you, too, because this is a huge thing.
You know, it's crazy because at one point it wasn't. It wasn't a huge thing, you know what I mean? And in just four very short years, it has become quite the undertaking, for sure.
Is this Sting's first appearance since retirement?
No, he was at a convention.
Might as well not even go then. No reason.
No, I think he's at a convention this weekend. Okay. And then we have him next weekend, but yes, it's his second appearance since retirement.
Incredible, man. Like the guest list for this, like I'm just scrolling down and I'm excited. Cause I mean, so many of these people I've worked with in the past and like, but I mean, you got like the Hardys there and you've got Sting there, Lex Luger's there, like anybody. And that's before we even get into the modern day talent that has taken over wrestling. Where do you even start? How far ahead do you start?
Realistically, I think we booked Sting maybe a week after Squared Circle Expo 3.
Oh, wow.
So realistically, it's an entire year process to get it done and get it done right, you know?
So when his announcement hits, what goes through your mind when he's like, oh, by the way, I'm retiring? Does that put anything in your head? Like maybe he's going to want to take time off immediately after, or is it like, oh, people are going to want to come to see him?
I think it's twofold, really. Cause I'll be honest. When I first heard he was retiring, the first thing I did was I reached out to his agent and sure. I said, like, this ain't going to affect anything with us, right? And he's like, no, you guys are good. And then I was like, well, this is actually kind of a neat thing because he's just retiring in March. Our show is at the end of March. So this is going to be fresh in everybody's mind. And, you know, it's going to give everybody an opportunity to thank him in person, you know, for his entire career that he's done for us. So
not only that, his retirement likely probably landed both of his son's future bookings at upcoming conventions and the like too, because they are forever going to be romanticized because of their involvements in his retirement as well.
They looked good, didn't they?
Looked incredible. One of them played ball here. So like we knew about him. I had no idea about the other one.
Whatever one, and I don't know their names, but whatever one dressed up as Surfer Sting. Mm-hmm. I mean, spitting image, bro. I saw a video or a picture where it just kind of had like the side profile of him in the paint and in the whole gimmick. And I'm just like, dude, that's a copy and paste work. That is Sting. Like that was impressive.
We encourage everybody go over to squaredcirclex.com. There's a full list of talent and events as well. I want to go through some of these events. Friday, there's Under the Learning Tree with Al Snow and Brian Myers. So I'm a big dork for wrestling seminars. I love wrestling seminars, man. And Al Snow has one of my favorite seminars that I've ever watched in my life. Brian Myers actually has one of my favorite web series I've ever watched with Developmentally Speaking that he did years and years ago. So, I mean, those are two very traveled experience names. When you start to decide, okay, these are the events that we want during Squared Circle Expo, Do you have them like almost in your mental reserves? Do you have some where you're like, you know, if I can get these people, I would love for them to do this, whether it be this year, next year, or whatever year?
So for me, you know, and Squared Circle Expo is kind of a labor of love for me because I've been in the business for like 20 years, and I was a terrible indie pro wrestler. I was awful. I'll be the first one to tell you, my acumen is promoting. It's not in the ring. But the first year we did Squared Circle Expo, we had Under the Learning Tree, but we had Al Snow and Cody Hawk. Cody Hawk and Shark Boy were who trained me. They don't want me to say that in public. I thought that would be a really good, like, you know, kind of in, like, I want to become a pro wrestler. What do I do? What do you recommend? And what two better minds than that would be? And then last year we resurrected it with just Brian. And, you know, Brian, I'm a huge, by the way, you know, Major Figure podcast, Mark. Same. I'm huge fan. And we did it Under the Learning Tree with him because, you know, his roster is pretty deep too. When you talk about like Chris Statlander, the MJF,
yeah,
Max Caster. I mean, the list goes on. So we did one with just him, and I thought, well, hell, we got Al, we got Brian. These are two, in my opinion, phenomenal minds as far as training goes. Why not? Why not put them together and have them talk about what they do with training and things of that nature?
And not only that, Nick Nemeth is talking about his career, his free agency. You got the Nation of Domination. We're talking Ron Simmons, the Godfather, a.k.a. Kama, D'Lo and Mark Henry, Colt Cabana, Art of Wrestling Live, Black Label Pro, where I'm sure that I will get the most deafening ovation in the history of wrestling history. Is there anything you can put on the tickets that's like make noise when Sean comes out this time?
You know, we'll get a banner. We got enough time to order a banner. Yeah.
An applause sign, anything would work for me. But Jeff Hardy in concert as well. Like, this is wild. Like the slate that you guys have set up, and it's just one thing after another.
You know, because I've been in the convention business for 10 years, me and my partner Adolfo, who run Squared Circle Expo, we were a part of a horror convention for almost a decade prior to Squared Circle Expo. And, you know, we'd always been to conventions as fans, all that wonderful stuff. And to me, the convention game started to become, I like to compare it to a flea market, right? What do a lot of people do when they show up at a convention? They buy their ticket, then they stand in line to get an autograph or a photo. They do a lap or two, they get another autograph and photo, and that's it, right? That's it. They go home. Hey, you know, I met the three guys, and you know, I'm done. I don't want that. I want you to buy a ticket to Squared Circle Expo, come to Squared Circle Expo, and have fun the entire time you're there. So that's why
I can tell you from a personal perspective. Sorry to interrupt. Like, no, I've never been the autograph or meet and greet guy, but that's because I work around these wrestlers. Right. But what first drove me to a convention was like an Edge and Christian Q&A, and I was like, I've got to go see that. And I see this, and I'm like, my God, this is a who's who of people that you guys have telling stories about their career. I'm like, there are like four or five things that would have brought me to this. The show.
That's awesome. No, and then, but that's the plan, right? So,
yes.
You know, I like to consider Squared Circle Expo just like a really cool party where people happen to be selling autographs, right? Like, but that's the thing. I want you to come to Squared Circle Expo and spend the weekend at Squared Circle Expo, not do a lap and then, you know, go see what else is going on in the city. You know, we want to keep you there. We want to have a good time with everybody.
And in addition to that, there's the Eric Bischoff show. I love talking to him. A women in wrestling panel. There's House of Hardy. And man, I've been to some of Matt's like just solo shows that he's done. They're incredible. They're so good. He's got an infinite number of stories. And I love what you guys have scheduled it for. It's Squared Circle Expo 420 with Rob Van Dam. if that one gets started fashionably late by just a little, I don't think anybody's going to be bothered.
Now, it's not just Rob Van Dam. It's Rob Van Dam, Matt Riddle, and the Godfather.
And the Godfather. Jesus Christ. Was there anybody that you have landed, whether it be this year or in the past, that you're like, man, this is going to be really hard, but I think we can pull it off?
Every year, yes. every year, you know, and it's not so much can we pull it off? We're always kind of forward thinking.
Yeah.
So it's not can we pull it off? Because I know we can pull it off. The problem and the question is, how do we top it next year?
Yeah.
How do we top it next year? Last year, I mean, we had MJF, who arguably is, well, I mean, he's out right now, but arguably, especially at that time, hottest thing in the business.
Well, I can tell you that the interview that we did there became the most viewed interview in the history of Fightful. It blew the doors off of everything else.
So, you know, can we do it? We can do it, but we got to think for the future. What can we do to top this? And I'm going to be 100% honest. I'm nervous for next year at this point.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, no, I was going to say, because when we first started this thing, we were like, you know what? We'll get 30 guests. It'll be a good time. And that's what we'll do. We'll do it once a year. Well, the first year ended up being like 50 guests. And the second year ended up being like 70 guests. The third year ended up being like 70 guests. This year we have 92 superstars.
I love it. I love it. And it was so funny because I had tweeted the video of like, look how long this line is for MJF, which can be, you know, a positive and a negative. He made sure everybody got through it appropriately. I had also a video because he's like, he said, come do an interview with me. And I was like, you've got a line. He said, LOL in all caps. And I'm like, okay, I'll go see what he's doing. He was signing people's stuff, heaving it across the room, and people were excited about it. They were, they loved it. They were there for it. There were people that were like, can I do extra if you just roast me? And he's like, it feels kind of like work, man. I don't know. It was so great to see that. But I mean, I'll tell you a thing that I loved about Squared Circle Expo compared to some other conventions I've been to. I'm not claustrophobic there because you guys take over multiple rooms. Like, I'm not, how do I say it, nuts to butts with everybody, even though there is a wealth of people there and you know, a guests there. You guys have it laid out. Like, you can tell you guys have been in this game for quite some time.
Yeah. So, you know, this year, I hope you say the same thing next year. This year's going to be, might be a little bit tighter, but, you know, I try to explain it to a lot of people as this is a wrestling convention for wrestling fans. And there's so many conventions you go to where it's, I'm just putting a table and a chair and trying to fit as many people as I can in this square. Yes. And I just want all their money. That's not what we're doing. So we sit down and we think about, you know, is this going to cause a bottleneck? How can we make sure this is comfortable? All that stuff. So
I'm so excited for this. Are you local to the Indianapolis area?
No, I live in Cincinnati.
Okay. Hell yeah. So what led to Indianapolis becoming that hub?
So there was a few things. One, we wanted to stay in the Midwest, right? Because when you look at wrestling conventions, you have Florida, you have the East Coast, usually around like that Philly area, New York area. There's a couple in like, you know, the Los Angeles-y area. But then you have the ones that follow WrestleMania, right? Sure. Those are where your wrestling conventions are. There's nothing in the Midwest. You know, there's some one day where somebody might book a wrestling show and book,
yeah,
20 or 30 stars that might be signing or something. But yeah, that's a wrestling show with signings. We're signings with a wrestling show. So we wanted to stay in the Midwest. From our previous venture, we had a relationship with the Wyndham Indianapolis West.
Okay.
We loved the layout. It is completely drivable for me. My partner, who used to live in Wisconsin, it was drivable for him, but then he moved to Seattle. And so that put everything that needed that couldn't be flown in my cars. But we wanted to stay Midwest. We wanted an easy route as far as we already have a relationship with the hotel. And it's just Indianapolis is like the center of the universe.
It's a great city.
because from Indianapolis, you got Cincinnati, Chicago, Green Bay, Wisconsin. You've got Tennessee, you know, all of that within like a 4-hour-ish drive.
Yeah. Lexington, like Louisville, I mean, are yeah. right there as well. It is centrally located. That's what I love about the Midwest. Like Lexington, I'm hitting Nashville, Huntington, West Virginia, Cincinnati, Dayton, any of these places. Mm-hmm. Within a reasonable drive. And like you said, that doesn't, like, this isn't here. Like it doesn't come around here. I think to your point that the Wyndham is wonderfully laid out. I mean, I stayed there last year and I was like, oh, I've got to stay there again this year. Like, it was so convenient. It was so handy. Lots of other places right around the area. And Indianapolis is just a nice city.
I agree 100%. There are people that talk, you know, are you going to get a bigger place? Are you going to add an extra show somewhere else in the country? And it's just like, right now, it's like Indianapolis is where we're at. Like, that's just our spot right now.
Listen, I wouldn't hate it if you all ran Kentucky, but got to get the commission the hell out of here.
So when I say I live in Cincinnati, I say mm-hmm. that for ease of answer. I actually live in Kentucky.
Yeah.
Right. So, but just right across the river. So,
well, there's a lot of people that don't realize, like, if you're flying into Cincinnati, you are flying into Kentucky.
Yes. Yes. The Cincinnati airport is in Kentucky. But, you know, it's Kentucky, that athletic commission they're brutal, man. You know, I had experienced them for 20 years. And they want 10% of your gate, and they want all these.
I had to manage MMA fighters, and they treated it the exact same as pro wrestling. And I was like, hey, I've done both, and they're not the same. It's very clear you just wanted money. The way I always tell people is, if my wife decided tomorrow she wanted to train to be a pro wrestler, she'd have to go get her license. And then before she took her first bump, she would have the same rights as Randy Orton, who trained in this state 23, 24 years ago. Mm-hmm. That seems like getting your driver's license before you're driving a car. So I completely get it. And I just love that this is in the Midwest and so, like, such a vast array of stars, talent are there. Is there anybody specifically that you got pumped, maybe completely separate of Sting? You're like, hell yeah, landed them.
There is one for me that when it fell in my lap, I went, it's a no-brainer. Like, it just, Scott Norton.
Oh my God, I love him.
To me, now, I've never met Scott. I've never worked with Scott. But when it came to, you know, I as a child that grew up a lot more WCW than WWF, and I didn't really know about his Japanese work until obviously I got a little older and the internet existed at that point, but I had become such a Scott Norton fan years and years ago. And now I get to work with him. So when that fell in my lap, that one popped me huge, huge. So that's my number one.
I have a quick Scott Norton story. I got to interview him at an event a few years ago, and he was there with NWO Sting, and I'm a big Sting guy. Funny enough, I was starstruck to interview NWO Sting because I was like, is he going to want to talk about pretending to be another guy? But during my entire Scott Norton interview, he's putting over how over NWO Sting was. Like, he was so, so sweet about it. And I came to really appreciate how much he whipped people's asses in the last few years. But I always say I learned more about North Korea from Scott Norton than I did from public school.
I could see that. Yes.
He's wonderful. I doubt he will remember me, but he's somebody that I'm hoping to speak with. Ed, it's been incredible speaking with you. Please tell people where they can find you, follow you, check out more about Squared Circle Expo.
Absolutely. So you can find us, you know, all right, we're old, right? So, yes. So we're not quite hip to like the Twitter and the Instagram, and we have them, they're there, they exist. But because we're just two old men that like to put on events, you can find us on Facebook. That's where you're going to get your quickest and relevant information. on Facebook. You can find us on squaredcirclex.com for any tickets, the full lineup, yada, yada, yada. I just started trying to do a TikTok.
Oh, nice.
I am so... Like, you ever, like, I don't know how old you are, but...
I'm bad at it, too, dude.
There's a moment where I'm like, I'm too old for this. But we are on TikTok, Squared Circle Expo, or on all the socials. But squaredcirclex.com is where you can get the tickets, the information, the whole nine.
Guys, this is an event that I cannot imagine not going to anymore. Like, it is a part of my year that I look forward to. And very excited to do that. Ed, thank you so much for taking the time, man.
Hey, you're welcome, guys. Thanks for having. We'll see you next weekend. And anybody else that's listening or watching, hopefully we can see them next weekend too.
Oh, I am getting my ass up. I'm going to wake up at the crack of 11 a.m. and immediately drive out there. Squared Circle Expo, guys. Check it out. Until next time, we're out.
Peace.